Birthdays are so incredibly important. Not so much for the person who's celebrating another year. I didn't know how exciting birthdays were until Nicholas's birthday. And then Elizabeth's birthday. The days on which they entered our world. Dancing days. Boy, we were excited. Days that marked the beginning of a life. The beginning of the purpose that God had imagined and brought to them, brought to life in them. The anthem that the choir is going to sing this morning is about Jesus' thoughts as he prepared to be born. Tomorrow shall be my dancing days, it says, to call my true love to the dance. We are Christ's true love, called to the dance. I recently read a parable about twins waiting to be born. One asked the other, "Do you believe in life after delivery?" And the other replied, "Why, of course. There has to be something after delivery. Maybe we are here to prepare ourselves for what we will be later." "Nonsense," said the first. "There is no life after delivery. What kind of life would that be?" And the second said, "I don't know, but I think there's more light out there than there is in here. Maybe we'll walk on our legs and eat from our mouths. Maybe we'll have other senses that we can't even understand now." And the first replied, "That is absurd. Walking is impossible. We are swimmers. And eating with our mouths? Ridiculous. The umbilical cord supplies everything we need, our nutrition, our blood. But that umbilical cord is short. Life after delivery is logically excluded." And the second insisted, "Well, I think there is something. And maybe it's different from the way it is in here. Maybe we won't need that umbilical cord anymore." The first laughed, "Nonsense. And moreover, if there is life, then why has nobody ever come back from there? Delivery is the end of life. In the after delivery, there is nothing but darkness and silence and oblivion. It takes us nowhere." "Well, I don't know," said the second. "But certainly we will meet Mother, and she will take care of us." "Mother," the first replied, "you actually believe in Mother? That's laughable. If Mother exists, then where is she now?" "She's all around us. We're surrounded by her. We are of her. It is in her that we have life. Without her, this world would not and could not exist." Said the first, "Well, if I don't see her, then logically she does not exist." To which the second replied, "Sometimes when you're really quiet and you focus and you listen, you can perceive her presence and you can hear her loving voice calling down from above." Before we enter this world, before our birthdays, we know nothing about it. Paul tells us that before we were even born, we were chosen by God for a purpose of God's will, so that our lives might be for the praise of God, for God's glory. Our very lives are for praise. Our days are dancing days. Jesus took fleshly substance and lived as one of us to call us to that dance. And when we believe, we are marked, says Paul, with a seal. In Old Testament times, a seal was used on letters to guarantee who had sent the letter, right? It was also used on packages or on shipping containers to say that this is intact It was sent from this place to that place, and it hasn't been opened. We are sealed. We are marked by the Holy Spirit, guaranteeing our inheritance, says Paul. Our inheritance of what? We find ourselves like those twins in utero. We don't know exactly. We know that God's kingdom is coming. We know that Christ is returning. Paul describes it as the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of God's glory. Now, what does that mean? Daniel says the holy people of the Most High will receive the kingdom and will possess it forever. Yes, forever and ever. John in Revelation sees a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night. And he who sits on the throne shelters them with his presence. Never again do they hunger or thirst. The sun doesn't beat down on them. There is no scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And yet we're left like those twins in utero. How and when is God's kingdom coming? What will it look like? What will it be like? It is a mystery. We know that it is present now in our world and not yet. We see glimpses of it, but we don't see its fullness. We know that God is with us and for us in this life and in the next, inviting us to dance. And more than anything else, we know that we have nothing to fear in this life or the next. For tomorrow shall be our dancing day. Thanks be to God. Amen.